Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, Stu.
Yes.
How did you remember that I like White Zinfandel?
Well, Mike has a list.
With my Olive Garden restaurant menu.
Mike keeps a list of what everybody's favorite Ripple is. He calls it the Ripple Diaries.
Like MD-2020 and...
MD-2020 Gold.
Oh, yeah, Gold.
Yeah.
Charlie, you're going to eat that biscuit from Golden Corral. Can I have it if you're not? I haven't eaten yet.
Too bad for your luck. God, it's good to be back in the studio
Welcome
with you guys.
Welcome back to the Sip and Chew Show, Charlie.
Thank you. Welcome back.
Charlie Mosh, y'all here, folks.
Yeah.
The legend.
And welcome to the Sip and Chew Show.
In my own mind.
Folks, yeah, there's a familiar voice y'all haven't heard in a long time.
Yeah.
I got a text the other day, and so did Stu from Charlie, said, hey, I'm going to be back with y'all.
You're like, all right.
To have you here, buddy.
I'll tell you what.
Glad David, the ticker's working and
you are too.
And you're working.
I'll tell you what, and retirees could call in, but retirement kind of sucks.
Yeah.
It really does. You know, you got to find some reason to A, get out of the house,
mm-hmm.
and B, find something that you really enjoy that has a little meaning to it.
Yeah, like doing this.
Yeah.
So.
Well, welcome back, Charlie.
I fish.
Thank you, guys.
Charlie does radio, and you drink. You know,
that's
professionally and recreationally.
Yeah, well, you know, I got to practice.
I don't know very many
practice
professional drinkers.
Right here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't drink as much as people think I do.
Well, I'm going to back out of this. You guys are on.
Well, thank you, Charlie. Hey, Stu. How are you?
Hey, buddy. We had a... We had a good weekend in the state of Alabama for football, didn't we?
Did that, man.
Starting Thursday night with them Jaguars.
That was a great game.
Yeah, Thursday night game kind of had the country's attention, you know, mm-hmm. the ones that weren't watching the NFL game, and just laid the wood to the opponent. What was it, 41-12, 41-14?
Somewhere in there. It was a good game.
Showing off that beautiful stadium that they got out there.
I love it.
In West Mobile.
Hey, did you hear about the aftermath of the Tennessee game? Was that
Stay classy.
That wasn't all their fans.
No,
because
not.
There would have been deaths. You know, there's 109,000 people.
Turds, you know, there's 109,000 people. But I got one question. Who brings a bottle of French's mustard to the stadium? There was a bottle of French's mustard. I heard Phil just
Mike, the hot dog vendor got mugged.
Either that or some cheapo didn't want to go buy it, stuff back
golf
at the concession stand.
French's mustard.
If you will remember when Lane Kiffin spent 14 minutes as the head coach at the University of Tennessee before skipping out on mm-hmm. him.
One season.
There was a there's a rock there on the campus at the University of Tennessee that the students have graffitied over the years.
Yeah.
And it had some very negative things to say about Lane Kiffin while at the same time expressing their desire to hang out with Lane Kiffin's wife.
Well,
who was a fashion model type. Mm. One of them was just, it was crude, but it was also funny. I hate you, Lane, and all this, but your wife's still hot. Something like that. But a little more, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So here's you're an Alabama fan. It's Tennessee Hate Week.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one of the classics from the Tennessee Hate Week. Is an Alabama fan, Tennessee fan are jogging on the same road. And they go through a tunnel. And the Alabama fan's the only one that comes out on the other side. Because UT fan had to stop and spray paint, wait till next year on the wall of the tunnel. Because that is their catchphrase, wait till next year. You there, Mike? You okay? Somewhere in there,
I forgot the actual joke. Well, it was. It is a great week. Great weekend. Beautiful weekend. Thank God we finally got some cooler weather.
I think summer's gone.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Our long regional nightmare.
This is a great month for, because it's the driest month of the year in a lot of ways. Not for wine and beer festivals. So. I did go to the dinner, the Chicago Street Supper Club dinner the other night, does fundraising for breast cancer awareness, mm-hmm. and put on by South Baldwin County Chamber of Commerce there in Foley.
Good people.
Great people, and they let me come in. I took Becky. Me and Becky went and had a good time. It's a beautiful night. Last night you had the Dolphin Street Beer Festival. Packed.
Was it?
Packed.
They were parked ticket all the sales way to were my, down, but.
Well, they sold them out.
they
sold them out last minute. And also you had the Wine on the Water Festival going on. And just a great evening, great weekend for doing something outside at night. And it's just that time of year.
I did yesterday. I got outside of Greer's cooking and went into the recreation hall at Wilmer Baptist Church and cooked. But I have twin cousins, Victoria and Claudia, and I cooked for Victoria's wedding in the spring, and then Claudia got married yesterday, and I cooked for her wedding as well. That was my wedding gift to each of them.
Young ladies, let me say, and mothers, mamas and young ladies. Mm-hmm. The worst time of the year to get married and die is during football season. Whatever. Do not ever.
Yeah, because if you die during football season, you don't know how the season ends.
Yeah.
We had a young lady in Marguerite's
family.
Because
it's over with for the guys.
She got married on Iron Bowl Saturday.
You're kidding me.
No, and... all the guys were out in the parking lot listening to the car radios. Mm-hmm.
As they should be. Well, they should have had a TV in the reception hall.
We went to a wedding.
And if the game was playing, it should have been on a screen behind them while they're getting married.
We went to a game, and it was the doctor's daughter, and it was on the water. Wedding was on the wedding was in a church, but they had a reception under tents on the water.
Right.
But they
the
had
tents
both
were
wedding.
Underwater?
No, on the water.
On the water, okay.
Beside the water.
That was
on the
cool,
land.
Though.
But
water
they,
adjacent.
They were both Alabama graduates, and it was the Alabama LSU game, and they had all the TVs. They had TVs everywhere because she wanted. And after pictures were done and the cutting cake was done, she ran upstairs and put her Alabama shirt on and pants and ran downstairs and watched the game.
Well, my cousin nailed her timing because it was in that 3-hour gap between the Auburn game and the Alabama game.
Yeah,
she did that 2:00 thing. I was back in the kitchen keeping up with that Auburn game best I could. What a game by Bo Nix.
I hear.
A friend of mine texted me and said, man, Bo Nix looks like he will be one heck of a runner-up for the Heisman. Hey, man, after the first 2 years, I'll take it. But, good wedding yesterday. The cakes were gorgeous.
Who did them?
I was told it was a woman named Shay that went to Mary Montgomery.
Oh, okay. So, go on Google.
But the wedding cake itself was an autumn theme, so it had
orange
and just gorgeous. Beautiful, then the groom's cake, he was a Marine.
Yeah.
So it was the United States Marine Corps emblem on top,
awesome.
Whatever they call the seal.
You know, they can do anything with cakes today.
Yeah, except, make them taste good.
<There's> I know somebody someplace. I love birthday cake.
Yeah.
I love to eat birthday cake.
Yeah, all the weddings that I've done, I tend to not ever eat wedding cake because 9 times out of 10 they're going to be dry and flavorless. They're all about how they look. But the groom's cake is always delicious.
But I bet Patty. Yeah.
Oh, you better know
Patty
cakes.
Make them taste good and look great.
Absolutely. And we've got a few other friends that do the wedding cakes too. Robert Coletta with Coletta's Italian thing, and then V.
Hey, look, we want to mention real quick Rob Holbert, co-editor of the Lanyap, founder of Lanyap. He had a bad boating accident the other day, but he is on the mend. He's doing well. He's going to be fine.
Yeah. Get better, Rob. Get better, buddy.
Please keep him in your prayers, though. Keep them in your prayers, and and he's going to get back on his feet again soon.
343-0106 if you want to get in. Is that the right number?
343-0106.
Yeah, okay. Just make
it's the Callahan's Irish Social Club text in line.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Yes.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Mike and Stu, that's us.
Hey, I want to just say happy National Pasta Day.
Okay, say it.
If you like. Happy National Pasta Day.
All right, we can move on now.
I saw that sign at Olive Garden.
Hey, we want to thank our sponsors, Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner of Fat and Happy.
Yeah.
Libby's Sean Wine and Tapas Bar.
Tapas.
See if you can tap us some tapas. So anyway.
Yeah, you know, it's not an either or there. It's just tapas.
Tapas, okay.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the fine folks over there at Hall's Sausage.
Hall's Sausage. Hall's, yes. Y'all.
Hall's, y'all.
It's Hall's, y'all.
And which I'm anxiously awaiting their new package to come out. And I hear she's doing some business with Roy over there.
Mm.
So. Restaurants, you ought to be doing business with these folks.
Yeah,
they got fine product.
Yeah,
great product, really do.
Yes, they do.
So, and we all ought to be doing business local anyway. Yeah, except Charlie, he can eat at Olive Gardens and go to Corrals and drink his white Zinfandel.
He has paid his dues.
That's right. Lifetime membership card.
I did want to mention this coming Wednesday at Callahan's is the
Callahan's Irish Social Club.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They have the pink is the new green soiree. Wednesday the 20th.
Can you say that word again?
Soiree. Okay. And it's a fundraiser for breast cancer. The gentleman who started, William Norval Harrison, his wife died of breast cancer several years back. And so he puts on this fundraiser every year. Mm-hmm. I will be donating a private wine tasting. Mm, and okay. It's a wine, chocolate, and cheese pairing. Uh-huh. First of its kind ever.
First of its kind.
That I've ever given away.
So you can sip and chew with Mike.
You can sip and chew with Mike. And you can go... let me see here. Yeah, there is I'll put the link on our Facebook page.
Do you remember but how you to do
could,
that?
It's Gala Bid. You can go to galabid.com and go to that event, and you can go ahead and start bidding on it now.
You'll let me?
But it'll be a silent auction there that my wine, cheese, and chocolate tasting will be on. And you can bid for it, and I can come into your home.
Oh, you do not want that.
Or somebody's home.
Yeah. Folks, just go ahead and change the sheets in the spare bedroom. Mike ain't going home for a while.
He's going, anyway.
He likes his newspaper at 5 a.m. with two strips of bacon.
Crispy.
Orange juice and black coffee.
Oh, yeah.
But that's it. That's his diet plan. Is two strips of bacon for breakfast.
So, anyway, yeah, those things.
Yeah.
But man, I was telling you about Friday night. Went to these Chicago Street
Supper Club.
Mm-hmm. Great. Saw a lot of our friends there.
Were you in the street eating?
We were in the street eating.
Yeah.
And
what street was it?
Chicago. Chicago, North Chicago Street.
Yeah,
but you know, they had some really good chefs there that night. I saw Nick from Panini Pete's. He was there.
Nick DeMario.
Uh huh.
Heck of a business.
They had Wolf Bay Restaurant. They had, of course, Nick and Hunter Harris, and from Panini Pete's, and they also had Rock Creek Golf Club. They did the bourbon glazed bone-in chopped sautéed rainbow shard.
Shard, correct.
Shard, pine nut, parmesan, cauliflower puree, sweet potato hay. Mm. But I'm going to tell you what, that pork chop was thick, just the way I like it, thick.
Yeah.
But what Nick and them did from Panini Pete's, They did the fresh organic greens, roasted grapes, candy pecans, whipped herb goat cheese, and house-made crostini.
Toast.
Charred peach.
Oh, this toast is good. For you,
Prosecco vinaigrette. Super, super, super job they did. Everybody did a great job. And I want to thank the South Baldwin County Chamber for letting me get some free passes. So yeah. All you got to do is ask. And that's what I did. I asked. And I told her I'd talk about it. And
I have always hated when people say the phrase, well, it never hurts to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does.
Who's it hurt?
The person you're asking, because it makes you a pain in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Yeah.
Not you specifically.
Yeah.
You know I mean,
mm-hmm. And they had 3 different cheesecakes for dessert.
Really?
Yeah. They were good.
But anyway. Because, of course, you had
I'll be posting these. When I sit down, I took pictures and got a description on everything as I'm reading from.
Yeah.
And I'll
excellent.
Be posting
you
that
did
on
the work
Facebook
that,
page.
You did the work that you're supposed to do in exchange for letting you come
well, last year
dinner.
I had you.
Yeah.
Last year I had you. What's going on in your world, Stu?
I cook a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Well, that's what you do.
Yeah. A lot. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I was able to take a break from the store yesterday and go cater my cousin's wedding. I got another catering next Saturday for a prominent Mobile family.
Ooh.
And at a condominium down on Dolphin Island. So I went to school with, graduated with their son, and
mm-hmm.
have been friends with one of their daughters for, since high school.
Yeah.
So I get 2 Saturdays off in a row to not watch football.
Okay.
And it's like, oh yeah, I'm off on Saturday. Yay! I can listen to the Auburn game on my phone just like I do when I'm at work. And it's not even listening; it's picking it up.
Yeah.
Seeing what the score update is.
Mm-hmm.
And the past few Saturdays, I've had the worst luck that whenever it's time for me to take a break for lunch, it's halftime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, the Georgia game was probably better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that defense is for real.
So they had the wine festival down on the water yesterday. Mm-hmm. I heard it turned out, had a great turnout.
Good, good, good.
Great weather. You know, you couldn't ask for better weather.
Mm-hmm.
They had the weather we should have had Friday. You know, they got finally rolled in on Saturday.
I don't remember what Friday was like. Was it warm?
It was a little warm.
Yeah.
So, but it was not bad once the sun went down. It got better. But it was nice being under the stars and, you got the harvest moon above your head.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard I don't think they had any problems with the train. That's the only thing I hate about festivals
Cooper's,
down there,
yeah.
Cooper. That train to come in and stop and break loose some cars.
Or
they'll hit a car. And then if they hit a car, you got to call
in. Well, that's not the train's fault.
Well, you got to call in the feds, and they got to do all that investigating. The train stopped, and you can't move. And it just creates a huge, huge problem there at the you can always walk up those steps there in the front and then walk down them in the back over the train.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just stand there on the sidewalk waiting for the train to move.
Yeah.
But that's the bad thing.
A lot of people don't want to walk up the steps.
And some people can't walk up the steps, but they do have elevators.
It is a beautiful park, though.
It is a gorgeous park.
And when you're there on the waterfront, that is a nice experience.
But that is sad that that's really the only part of waterfront that Mobile has that tourists and people can see.
Right.
And then there's sometimes I've been there and I see people I don't want to be near,
People like you?
Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
So
I meant with hair like they're in a boy band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not a bun. And I take exception to calling those man buns because no man would ever wear
one.
Yeah. That's a child bun. That's a boy bun is what that is.
I don't want to be insulting, but I see what you're saying. And there's a lot of chefs out there that's got those buns. Yeah.
Well, they're just trying to keep their hair out of the food.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah. And the younger generation of chefs think that they are supposed to look like everyone on Chopped.
Yeah.
So they see one dude with chopped and, you know, coffee saucers in his ears. They're all going to do it.
Yeah. Hey, Keith from Agricola says, welcome back, Charlie.
Thank you. Thank you, Keith.
Lovely town, Agricola.
Checks in the mail.
Yeah. All right. We got 1 minute to the break. When we come back, we're going to talk to David Calametti. He's going to talk about one of these cook-off throwdown things that they like to throw.
Cool.
I think this is a steak one. I don't recall, which is why David's going to come on. He's going to.
If it's not, then that would be a mistake.
A mistake. It certainly would. Very good, Michael. Did you just pull up your 1001 puns for dummies? All right, folks, you want to get in on it? It's 343-0106. What is that, Mike?
That is the Callahan's Irish Social Club call-in and text-in line.
Yeah, and that's what David Calametti has done. So, like I say,
and
we'll be talking with him.
And that's what Keith from Agricola did. He texted in on that.
You need a shorter title.
But, yeah, if you send us a text message, we might read it. You never know. All right.
Get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
So, last week was not a good week for football teams in the state of Alabama.
Nope, nobody
won. I had that conversation at the hot bar the other day with Scott Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in to the hot bar from time to time. But this week was.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a good time of the year for state competitions and all kinds of cook-offs. And if only there were someone who could tell us what kind of cook-offs are going on in the area.
And where.
Right. I wish there were someone. We got a caller. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, David. What you want to talk about this morning, sir?
Well, there's a new thing we're doing called Food Sport.
Yeah.
You may have heard of it.
Yeah. Time or two.
And I'd like to talk about that. But before that, I want to make a comment on Mike's statement about the riverfront. Mobile just got a grant, a multi-million-dollar grant, to work on upgrades to the riverfront parks.
Excellent.
And, of course, City of Mobile bought the Berkeley property.
Good.
And they're redeveloping waterfront down there.
Awesome.
So they're finally addressing that long-time concern about not having access to the water.
That's outstanding.
And we still own a little bit on the causeway, too, don't we?
Yesterday, we participated in our first golden ticket event since February. The Fairhope Gumbo Cook-Off, sponsored by the Kiwanis, was yesterday. And the folks from Lewis Pest Control won the golden ticket with a fantastic gumbo.
Wow.
Our buddy Stevie Watford from Stevie's Kitchen was second, came in first in the restaurant division. And he actually is the current champ, so he is going to Dallas to World Food Championship in November. So,
you know, Gene Fox and I won that. I think it was the first year or second year Gene Fox and I won that.
Well, it's big now. So
they were a little bit down on teams this year because of all the restaurant challenges that we know are happening.
Right. Yeah.
But had a good crowd and one of our judges, John from Fowl River, was there. It was great seeing John. Cool. So it was a good time. But the reason I wanted to come in and talk is to put a challenge out to our coastal Alabama grill cooks. Uh-huh. As you may know, we've been affiliated with the State Cook-Off Association this year.
Right.
And we've done a series of cook-offs around the state through that group. And we actually have these, we film these, and they'll be shown up on a number of streaming channels later in the year. But on November 19th and 20th, we're having our finale state cook-off, Grilling at the Gulf. It's going to be at the Floribama. We've got room for 75 teams. It's a two-day cook-off. You cook on Friday evening, and we have a big VIP party on Friday night afterwards. And then you cook again on Saturday. We've got a couple of ancillaries as well. So if there's anybody out there who thinks they can cook a steak and they want to challenge it, these guys that come to this thing, you're part of the SEA, you do it every weekend. We've got some great grill masters locally, but it's a strong competition.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, I'm curious because I've never attended any of the steak competitions. How does it get? Or is everyone given like a uniform piece of meat, and then they just do what they want with it, or do they get to bring their own meat in and, you know, showcase who has the best connections?
No, we provide the promoters provide top choice ribeyes, CAB style ribeyes, and everyone gets two. Each competitor gets two steaks per cook. So one is a test steak and one to compete.
Right.
If you've not done SEA, it is a unique style. And there are some videos that you should look at. You can't just throw a steak on a grill and turn in your own version. There's a strict formula. You cook them to kind of a medium. Mm-hmm. The judges have very strict criteria that they follow. So it is an even playing field, and you make your steak stand out with your particular seasoning, your whether you sear or grill it. Most of them like the grill marks. But it's, you know, and it's also food sport, and so it's also a very friendly atmosphere. I mean, they're competing, and top prize is $1,000. So you want, you know, it's a competition, but it's also a fun family event. And it you know, that time of year in Orange Beach, it's going to be a good time.
David, how many openings did y'all say you had?
We have as many as 70, space for as many as 75 teams, and we probably have probably half that still available. These are, you know, these cooks also, like, you know, like a lot of people in Mobile, they are late RSVPing.
How do judges judge that many steaks?
One bite.
They divide them up into tables. You'll have, so they don't cook, they don't eat every steak, so they'll probably three tables, and they get their fair share of steak, but we'll have probably 20 judges there that day.
Oh wow!
Now let me go ahead and ask Mike's next question. Do you have any media passes for him?
Yeah,
you know that question's coming, even if it's off the air. I'm sure I'll be working that day.
But I don't know if I am or not. I hadn't checked. Yeah. But sounds like a great event. Fun time.
Yeah, so steakcookoff.com is the official website, and you just go to November and you'll see the grilling on the golf, or you can call me at 251-623-1751 or text me, and I'll send you whatever you need. Yeah. If the registration is $150 per competition, so if you're doing both steaks, it's $300. With total prize purse is a little over $6,000. A little over $6,000.
Now, anybody can get in this? Even like Roost Chris could get in it, or Briquettes?
Anybody can get in the competition. You do not have to be a member of the SEA to get in the competition. It's late in the year, so it won't matter. If you want to be in part of the points race, then you have to be a member of SCA. But okay. Anybody can cook.
Okay.
You've got to be 13 and over to cook. So that would be the cutoff point.
13.
And that's age-wise, not...
Dad, can you drive me? Dad, can you drive me down to the beach so I can compete?
Yeah, Charlie wants to know if Golden Corral will be competing.
Come on, if they're up for it. They
no, they tore the building down in Tillman's Corner.
Well, the one on Schillinger's is still open.
Oh, okay. I feel better now.
I saved your
day. Thank you.
Is that a familiar voice to you, David?
Your voice again.
Yeah.
Good to hear you, David.
Yeah. So, it's a great competition. Again, it's our finale for the year. So we're going to pull out all the stops, and it should be fun.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, David, and telling us about it, because honestly,
thank you,
neither Mike nor I did enough preparation for the day.
No worries.
I did. Look, hey, I brought notes.
Yeah, he brought notes.
Football day this weekend.
All right, David. Thanks a lot, buddy.
I've got your pass for you, so
enjoy your tennis game, buddy.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
And that was good old David Calametti.
Hadn't heard that voice in a little while. It's like Charlie. I guess it's the day to
all the old voices.
All the old voices. Now we need to complete the day as John from Fish River to call in.
You never know. John.
And Cookie.
John.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, so I've never done any of the state cook-offs.
You know, I've never been to one. You know, Fairhope's had that big one.
Right, every year. For years, many years. And, you know, I've always been interested because is it what I do? Am I just cooking a steak? Mm-hmm. Or is it, am I making a meal where steak is involved? So, because just everybody cooking a steak, if you get one bite out of 20 or 25 really good steaks, that's a good day.
I think, I don't know when it was. I thought I saw something. I was about to say, we don't have the big barbecue hog wild competition anymore.
Well, it's because they started scheduling the same day as Memphis in May, so none of the heavy hitters could come.
Well,
it's like if you want people to come to your little league game, don't schedule it in the middle of the Iron Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was one of the things they did. They started scheduling the same day as one of the biggest competitions in the world.
Well, I know that they had Foley had a big barbecue competition. It was the same day as Arts and Crafts and
Fairhope.
And the way they figured is the men will stop there and
I'll drop you off at the Arts and Crafts Festival.
I'm going to Foley.
Yeah. Sims has been trying to do one, and COVID has gotten in the way at Loblolly Farms.
A lot of things, yeah.
And I haven't toured the facility there at Loblolly Farms, but it's huge. It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Just going on Facebook and looking at their website and stuff. I'm anxious to do something there.
Yeah.
So it's a big event thing off of McCrary Road in Sims. So I hope they get that going because I will gladly come and eat barbecue and tell you who I think's got the best. I'll do that anytime. That is probably the most fun, most enjoyable judging that I've done is barbecue competitions, mm-hmm. especially if you can get on the brisket table.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. But the Fairhope gumbo cook-off, worst experience I've had judging, simply because there were 37 teams.
Yeah.
And we had to try all 37 gumbos, which was a good problem to have.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. It was
now,
just
how
like,
do you cleanse your palate in between
37 cups of gumbo?
Yeah.
That was.
I'd only be able to do bites.
Like, well, there's more? Okay. So they have restructured that, and they do teams at tables mm-hmm. as well. We worked with them a couple of years ago with David.
Yeah.
I wasn't competing or judging, but that was how they handled it. They had a group of tables and judges at all of them, and that was much better than the four of us trying 37 gumbos.
I used to like standing next to Jim Smith when he was a judge, and he'd always pass me the he gave me a fork, and he said, hand me the leftovers.
Because Mike is all about that free meal.
You make me sound like a cheapskate.
No. I'm just saying you and Lee Shervanian are cut from the same cloth because that man loves a free meal.
There is a thing such as a free meal, isn't there?
But you know what? Lee eats healthy. He wants fruits. He wants vegetables. He wants crudité.
Mm-hmm.
Mike wants a cheeseburger with a fried egg and a grilled pineapple.
And bacon.
And chunky peanut butter.
There you go.
A little hot fudge.
Double cheese.
Yeah. The buns made out of donuts that are filled with chocolate cream.
I got to go get one of those. I ain't had one of those in a long time.
Yeah. And a tab.
That's that low-dive beer garden.
He likes to drink a tab with it. You know, keep so he can watch his waist.
I can watch it, all right.
All right, 343-0106, y'all.
That's the Callahan Irish Social Club text in line.
Yay.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, you know how you talk about people, and then all of a sudden they just pop up out of nowhere?
Beetlejuice. Mike said, John from Fish River.
Well, and we're not going to say what y'all said about him.
Oh, yeah, let's don't do that on air. Or out there, for that matter. So anyway, will you bring John up?
I've tried to. John, are you there?
It's still blinking yeller.
Yeah, now it is.
Now there we go.
Now I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey, John, I've been gone so long I forgot where the phone button was.
Charlie, it's good to hear your voice again.
Well, I'm glad I still have a voice to utter. It was a tough year and a half, actually.
Let me help David out a little bit. Man, I tell you what, he and his brother have got their hands full, like yesterday at that cook-off. All we had to do was sit around and eat gumbo and tell you what we thought about it. But they were the ones that were coordinating everything. So much gumbo coming in, these sets of judges get this, these judges get that. I mean, it looks like it was quite an ordeal for them. But there was a lot of good flavors out there. It was really a nice turnout, it looked like. More so than what they've had last year.
Well, last year was a quarantine, remember?
Pardon me?
Last year was a quarantine, remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. It was last year. Yeah. So it was 2 years ago when they had the last one.
Yeah.
And something like that, yeah.
So did you slurp on anything good?
Yeah. Don't know who cooked it because we didn't know whose gumbo we were getting.
Right.
You know, it was just gumbo that was brought to you, and they told you who what number to put down.
Right.
And then we took it from there.
Right.
You know, and it was really good. I mean, I was surprised at some of the flavors, and some of this gumbo this time looked like gumbo. That's what I liked about it. Because you get gumbo, and it's got so much stuff, you can't even see the gumbo.
Like lima beans or something ridiculous like that?
Yeah, kind
of. Mike is so into his Facebook, he didn't even hear the comment.
This past week was National Gumbo Day. And you think it'd be a little cooler, although yesterday was a nice day, but a little cooler before you got to gumbo season. But you know, down here, we love gumbo year-round and love to barbecue and grill year-round. So.
Oh, yeah.
Because we can.
Yeah, because we don't have winter down here. Mike said there are already people bemoaning the weather, saying they hate cold weather. We don't get cold weather in Mobile.
No, we don't.
Cold weather is 32 and below. Anything above 32 is cool.
That's why we have so many northerners living down here, because they got cold weather.
Yeah,
so.
They got the cold weather. I've got a friend, John, that lives in Idaho Falls, and she had to pack her Harley away already for the year. Because they've had snow for 2 weeks.
Darn.
Yeah,
already 2 weeks.
Yeah, Tori McPhail, the chef at Commander's Palace, is from the same part of the country my mom is, and he goes back there, you know, for vacations and stuff. And he was in Bozeman, Montana, last week, and posted they had another 8 inches that day.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine coming from Texas, going back to Colorado Springs, and he said it was sleeting and raining. Just about all the way up from Oklahoma up.
Yeah, well.
There's something I don't want to enjoy again. That's my share of it.
Yeah, you know, there are some people that love snow and some people that hate it, and some people that love summer sunshine and some people that hate it. I think universally we all dislike sleet.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not really.
Kids going, it's sleeting, it's sleeting. You know.
I did.
It's not really ice. It's not really snow.
Yeah, Mike got excited. He goes, look, now my margarita's frozen.
But
I do hope I can become a judge at that state cook-off down to Floribama.
We'll call David and ask.
Yeah, I'm going to have to save some room, go an extra day with that food, which I had no problem because I've had, two surgeries this past week. Oh, it was boy. All of them was do not eat 12 hours prior.
Yeah.
You know, all that. Yeah.
NPO, nothing passes orally. I'm very familiar with that anagram.
Yeah. That gets old real quick, man.
Well, John, I'm bringing up the where'd you eat because you're on the line, but we still have to squeeze it in. The other day, I went to Briquette's for lunch and just went hog wild on steak. I had a beautiful ribeye, and I got the sautéed mushrooms and onions. I love that on the side. I could go there and just eat the mushrooms, man.
That good, huh?
Yeah, I love briquettes.
Mm.
So, and it's locally owned.
Locally, family owned.
Family owned.
What type of mushrooms? What's so special about the mushrooms?
They just however they could. They just saute them all.
There's some real special mushrooms out there.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd be there now, but you've got a briquettes in Spanish Fort now. If you want to go give it a try.
Get a hold of yourself, John.
Yeah, yeah. And Mike and I, one of our favorite servers is there, Cherie, that used to work at Ed's Seafood. Cherie, she's got pink hair. You can't miss her.
Oh, this is going to be an enjoyable meal.
Yeah, that's the mushrooms. That's the mushrooms, pink hair. Stu and his mushrooms.
Yeah, but they will crust that steak, if you want them to, in either Parmesan cheese or blue cheese. Just put it across the top and hit it with a blowtorch. Mm. Oh, man, mm-hmm. That is so good.
That sounds great. Yeah. It really does.
Yeah, you ought to ride up Spanish Fort and try that briquettes up there.
Where's that exactly in Spanish Fort?
It's in the Container Park area, isn't it? Is it up there with the Bass Pro Shops? And
that's right up 98.
That's where Mendina's is.
I know Mendina's is there.
I don't think it's over there. Where's briquettes?
You could Google it.
Yeah, Google it. I'm not sure on Eastern Shore where it's at.
Mike will go on to Facebook and go, hey, someone go to Google and type in this for me.
Or just talk it.
Go to YouTube and Facebook and find it.
Yeah, just go to Facebook.
I'm looking it up right now. You two keep talking.
So anyway, I was looking at these mushrooms under the tree.
Checking for that purple stripe, huh? It is at 30179 Eastern Shore Court. So that's all you need to know.
It's probably an Eastern Shore Center.
I'm seeing a Cracker Barrel nearby.
Yeah.
You're seeing a Cracker Barrel,
right? That's right there at the Eastern Shore Center.
Yeah, you can keep that Cracker Barrel noise. My dad always accurately described Cracker Barrel as it tastes like Yankees trying to do Southern food.
That's a good description.
Well, a lot of their food is pretty good.
That's the last time I went.
What I like is that they're uniform. No matter where you are in the country, you know what you're going to get before you walk in the door.
I thought that too, but you can't get red eye gravy at a Cracker Barrel anymore. And I'm like, do y'all not have cooking oil and coffee back there? We don't make it anymore.
I don't like red eye gravy.
I love red eye gravy.
I do too.
We got less than a minute, John, so we're going to bid you adieu, sir. You got any magic words for us today?
Baba Ganoush.
All right. I'll teach you Musaka some other time.
Oh, Musaka. Okay.
Good hearing from you, John.
Good hearing from you, buddy.
Bye now.
All right. Well, folks, it's been fun having Charlie back on the air.
I'm so glad we had this time.
There you go. Don't forget about the Pink is the New Green soiree at Callahan's
Soiree.
Wednesday night, and go bid on my wine tasting.
You can
and chocolate
sip and
tasting.
Chew with just Mike and no stick.
I'm providing the food too, so
yeah,
as sweet as it is.
He's gonna go buy some chocolate from the grocery store
and some cheese, some Velveeta cheese whiz, and a celery stick.
Hey, Barry chimes in. He liked the old Ryan Steakhouse.
Okay, get out there, support local, be local, and stew
tip like you deserve it, and then provolone. Still